Let's talk to Brad Guzan, guys. He's big. He's bald.
He's a mutt wall.
And he was just that. Guzan, man, it's good to have you back on the show. All right, look, I got to ask you, before we get into the technical stuff and the match and all of that, and congratulations, by the way. I think everybody's excited to be in this spot. But did you think you guys would be in this spot? It's been a crazy year, Brad.
What's happening, guys? Listen, hey. Always a pleasure. As you know, it's been a minute, but listen, going on to your question, it certainly has been a wild year. You know, but what I would say is we never lost that belief. You know, there was games that probably we should have got more from that we didn't. Then there were some games that you're looking, you're saying, wow, can't believe they got out of there with maybe a point or maybe a win at times. And then we put ourselves in a position going into the last game, Orlando away, with the idea that, listen, if we take care of our business, and we knew we needed some help elsewhere, but if we took care of our business, then we'd give ourselves a chance. And, you know, crazier things have happened. And then sure enough, lo and behold, some help from the outside, you know, got us in, and here we are.
But you made the most of it. I mean, that was one of the most exciting matches. Obviously, not as exciting for you because it's obviously, you know, pins and needles. We're watching a 2-0 lead kind of go. It had to be so weird both times. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since you last played Montreal. But, you know, Joseph, I saw you hugging Joseph after the match and, you know, having Joseph take a penalty on you. That's always got to be weird, right?
No, for sure, for sure. You know, and obviously it was a bit heated, like in the midst of the game, right? But it's two guys that are competing at the highest level. And, you know, we spoke, obviously, you know, we speak quite regularly. You know, him and I obviously are good friends and we've got a good relationship, but when you cross that white line, man, it's you put friendships aside and so there's a bit of jawing back and forth and, you know, blood was boiling, that's for sure. And thankfully for us, we were able to come out on top at the end of the night.
Brad Guzan joining us, guys. Again, the first leg of this three-game series is tomorrow night in Fort Lauderdale as we get Miami. The second match will be at home. That's Saturday, November 2nd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Brad, take me inside of these penalty kicks, man. And what I mean by that is we win. Saba converts the fifth and final penalty kick to get the victory. But as your job, how do you defend it? I mean, is it all reactionary? Are you looking for signs that a guy's going to tip you one way or the other? What's going on with you in those moments?
I mean, I think, you know, I wouldn't say it's reactionary. I think you try to do a little study and little homework and looking at different clips leading into it, right? But at the end of the day, players are so good now, they can disguise which way they're going to go. Are they going to go to the goalie's right, to the left, you know, high or low? And so you try and give yourself as best of a chance to make the save, and hopefully if you go the right way, you're able to keep it out, and luckily I was able to keep one of the five out, and our guys did the rest. And so in that moment, you know, like I said, if you could save one, you give us a right. You give the team a chance to hopefully go and convert ours. And you know, fair play to our guys, because it takes a lot of guts, for lack of a better word, right, to get up there and step up and convert it. So fair play to our guys.
It's not like it's a 5-foot putt or a free throw, because it's you versus another dude, right? Yeah. I mean, as you said, he can zig or zag. It's Brad Guzan. Again, we haven't talked to him since. It was crazy. March, you could not lose. And then 2 months, we couldn't win. And then all of a sudden, we got out at the right time. And now, after doing a great job in that match in Montreal, your prize is taking on an entire Barcelona all-star team. So how do you – I mean, you know these guys. We all know these guys. So how do you prepare for these guys?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we talked about wanting to be in this position, right? And so, yeah, it is what it is in terms of the opposition. But we wanted to put ourselves in this position, and I've always said, once you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. You know, we've seen crazier things, and so we know it's going to be a tough run of games against a good Miami team that obviously has some pretty well known players. But with that being said, you know, again, you know, we believe in our group, we believe in our guys, and it's not going to be easy. Obviously, it's an extreme, you know, it's a quick turnaround in terms of rest and time between games. And so from that side of things, you know, we've got to be, you know, mentally strong and mentally ready, because, again, it's not going to be easy on the road in their stadium against a really good team. But with that being said, you know, we feel that we've got enough in our locker room to go out there and get the job done.
All right, two-parter for you here. One, what has changed with Rob Valentino, if anything? And two, do you want him to get the full-time job?
Right, right.
two big questions. No, listen, the first thing with Rob, right, is he's somebody that puts obviously everything he's got into the club and into the group and into the team. And so when you have someone that leads by example, when you have someone that cares as much as he does in terms of the different roles and responsibilities that he's held within the club, I mean, you go back to, you know, the beginning for him, and he's held every position, I think, on within the staff that there is to hold. And so to see the success that he's been able to get out of the group, that part's been fantastic. And in terms of, you know, his ability to lead us and lead our group and inspire, you know, I think I saw something from Steon the other day just talking about how we're peaking at the right time. And that's what you want. You want somebody that's going to be able to put you in a position to go out there and be successful and go out there and get a result. And he's been able to do that. And as a manager, as a coach, as a leader, that's somebody who you are going to go to battle for. You're going to roll your sleeves up and say, yeah, you know, it is what it is. And we're going out there, we're going to give everything. And at the end of 90 minutes, we'll see where the chips fall.
Well, hey, man, before we cut you loose, as Carl said at the onset, you've always been gracious with your time with us, man. And, you know, people love rooting for you from your caps with the U.S. men's national team. Next year, bro, are you coming back? Is this it? Is this the swan song? Because I know they ran some young guys at you at camp this year.
And you got them up out of there.
And you kept the job. So what's the story?
You got them up out of there.
I appreciate it. No, listen, I don't know, guys. I don't know. Listen, I told you guys at the beginning I was going to take it one day at a time, and that's what I've been doing in terms of training, in terms of games. We've obviously got, you know, a couple tough ones coming up. But I feel good. I feel good mentally. I feel good physically. And for me, I want to keep going, because I still have that burning desire within my belly of, yeah, I want to go out there and compete. And so, you know, hopefully I'm able to carry on doing that.
You look good. Bro, do you like this whole, we play tomorrow and then we got to wait a week? And then if there's a game three, we got to wait another week.
Oh, he needs to rest, Carl. He's 40.
I know, but like, there's two parts of that, right? I mean,
I look 21, don't I?
You do. But listen, Brad, like, don't you want these to happen pretty quickly? I mean, this whole...
You do, right? Because when you're in a good moment, and I've always said this to you guys, you know, when you're in a good moment, you want the games to come thick and fast. You want to play games, right? And that's where you get the buzz. It's not from training. It's going out in front of a sold out stadium and competing and going up against an opposition, and that's where that fire comes from. And so you want those opportunities, and especially when you're playing well, you want that ability to do that. Obviously, this week is an extreme case in terms of such a quick turnaround with the travel to Montreal, back to Atlanta, now in Miami. So they're certainly going to be a little bit of a rest period from game one to game two. But for us, we can't worry about that right now. We've got to give everything into game one, and then we'll regroup and get ready for game two.
All right, man. Good luck. We right appreciate on. You. As always, you're our dude, man. Good luck with everything, and we'll be cheering you on, brother.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.